Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, it is Steve Arterburn, and really glad you're with us here today. Dr. Sherry Keffer is joining me on the show, and when it comes to anyone named Sherry, they just don't get any better than this Sherry right here.
Aw, thank you. It's so great to see you and to be with you, Steve. Love it.
Same here. Boy, last time we were together, we had some great phone calls, and I just hope and pray whatever's on your mind, maybe we'll give you some insight and some inspiration somehow right here at New Life. And, you know, the reason we're here is because people support this ministry. We are so, so grateful for your support. This year, we've got a little goal, and that goal, it's not small, $1.5 million here, and we're two-thirds of the way through the month. If there is any way that you could possibly help us, would you do it? And you would do that by calling us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and say, I have to be, I want to be part of the supportive New Life family. You know, New Life and our supporters, we're all in this together. We can't do it without them. We just take their support and we invest it in people's lives. That's what we do. And you know, if you've never, ever been a part of what we do, I want to invite you to come on board and be a new lifer. And every time you hear somebody's life being changed, well, you're part of that because you supported us. And we love it. You know, you've been in the workshop, Sherry, where people, they get a scholarship and then
Changes everything. Yeah. Changes everything. And, you know, it's so fun when you have somebody that's gone and they have a heart of gratitude and they give back either in testimony or some of them have even written notes to thank the donors or even have shared online. And it makes a big difference. But somebody had to give to get them there. And, you know, it's so fun. There's a verse in Philippians 4:19 that says, And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And we see all the time these needs being met because somebody who has gets somebody to a workshop that they've never met before that had a need to heal. And so that could be you today.
Sure could. So we thank you for being part of us. We thank you for partnering with us. And if you can partner with us here at the end of the year to build what we're doing so that 2018, which is our 30-year anniversary, can be the best year of ministry ever, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and be part of this. Let's talk to Louise from Seattle, Washington. Hello, Louise. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Great. How can we help today?
Okay, I'm kind of telling on my son. He has a pornography problem. He says that I can't talk to his wife about it because she's ashamed. She feels it's her problem, which, of course, I'm very upset about because she needs to be treated with tender, loving care.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And he has been hooked since he was 9 years old. I did not know that until about a couple of years ago. He told me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of blamed it on me because I married the man that got it into the house.
Mm-hmm.
With something that I had never even bothered me. He had a magazine up in the top shelf of his mm-hmm. closet. You know, back then we didn't have internet. So it wasn't a big issue, but and it didn't seem to bother our lives. But it has been a terrible bomb on my son all these years.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We're going to help you right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Louise. Son has a problem. Doesn't want to get help for it. Blames her. Louise, I've got an interesting kind of connection point for you here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What if you went to your son and said, you know what, I heard what you said about, you know, this is kind of my fault here.
Mm-hmm.
And as I look back on it, I wouldn't just have a syringe of heroin laying up in the top of the closet thinking, that's not going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that kind of pornography, it's kind of like heroin for you.
Yeah.
And you got hooked on it and say, so I just want to say I'm sorry.
Right.
For having that up there, and now that we know what happened, just as if it was a syringe of heroin. Well, I wouldn't be saying you go ahead and shoot up heroin because it was my fault. You found some. I'd be saying here, let's get out of this thing. You don't need this. You can live better than this, and I want to help you. And here's the thing. Not only do I want to help you, but I want to help your wife, and I am going to talk to her about it. I'm not going to talk to her about you getting help, but I'm going to send her to get some help at this workshop for women who are married to guys who have a porn problem. I want to offer that to her because if you're blaming me, then I'm going to take some responsibility for her too. And I want to help you and I want to help her. And just because you're not going to get help doesn't mean that I don't have a responsibility to do what I can for her. Sherry, what do you think about that approach? Is that too radical or disconnecting? Or
no,
what do
I
you
like
think?
It. I actually like it. How did you find out, Louise, that your daughter-in-law feels shame?
Well, he told me. He said, I don't want you to tell her that I told you about this. So at the time, I bought into it, and he's continued to kind of hold me hostage on that, because I offered to send him to Every Man's Battle a couple of months ago. And the same issue. He said, well, I'm afraid she'll find out. And I said, well, of course she'll find out because you'll come home and you'll be different.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like what you said earlier is he said something. She feels like it's her fault. Were those his words?
That's what he says. I don't know if.
Well, but that's common. The shame, the women actually feel shame. I talk about it like there's slime. There's negative beliefs like I'm not good enough. I am ugly. I'm not sexy enough. Those are common, mm-hmm. common beliefs that women feel when they know that their husband's using porn. It sounds like she already knows. Would you say she knows about the porn?
Oh, yes, she does know.
Okay. So this is not about... should I tell my daughter-in-law? This is about they both know, and they're both actually reacting in shame. He's wanting you to keep a secret, and she's wanting to cover up. And so those are like knee-jerk reactions. That's what porn does. Like, that's what the heroin that Steve was talking about, right?
Right.
And so I think you're doing the right thing. And I would say to give him, you know, just say, I'm going to give you 3 weeks or 2 weeks to talk to your wife and let her know that I'm wanting to send her to, you know, New Life's Restore Conference, or I'll give you 2 weeks to tell her, or I'm going to go ahead and tell her, and I'm going to invite her, and you know what? I'm going to go with her if she wants me to, because you too have had porn, and it's devastated. It devastated this idea that you said, I didn't think that anything, nothing really hurt. You didn't think it hurt you that bad. But you know what it did? It seeped in generationally.
Yeah.
And so I would say, if she would be open to you going, you guys go. You can be in your own group. You can do some of your own healing to repair your heart. And then you can have her go. So she doesn't have to go alone.
Right.
You're loving her well. You're loving both of them well by stepping in and doing what you want to do.
Okay. I agree.
Yep. Yep. I think both Steve and I are on board with you.
Yeah.
But give him a couple weeks before you go talk. Just give,
I like that,
you know, because that invites him into the process. It's not like you're keeping him out in the wings. And
okay, so here is a great verse for you. It's a proverb, and it says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble, but an open rebuke brings lasting change. And that's what we want to see. We want to see lasting change. You're doing what needs to be done, and I'm grateful that you are. That's very, very courageous. All right, let's go over here and talk with Stephanie from Los Angeles, California, listening on the internet. Hi there. How are you?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
I hope you can hear me clearly. I have a question. I have a friend who's a young man in his early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
His father has struggled with alcoholism through all his growing up years. It's
okay.
Been 3 or 4 years. His father hasn't touched a drink, but recently in a conversation, the young man was expressing to me that someone had told him that adult child of an alcoholic has some sequelae. There are certain characteristics or things he should be aware of, and he says, I don't even know what that means. So I thought, okay, I'll start looking up information on that, and because I have heard your show before, I thought I'm going to ask some people, yourself and the other counselors, because I'm sure you have wonderful resources. If I'm going to read a book, I want to read the most informative book. If I'm going to go to a website or a support group, I want to know what are the most effective effective research-based information out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's such a varied opinion. And I wrote a book, actually it was the second book I ever wrote, entitled Growing Up Addicted. And in there, I talk about the 6 different personalities of an alcoholic. And what I'm talking about there is when that person is sober, when they're drunk, when they're in withdrawal, when they're drinking. And so I have a really weird view of this compared to a lot of folks that do what I do. If I was talking with him, I would ask him, you know, do you know if he drinks? Does he drink?
I think socially a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Because I would just say either, you know, one of the key characteristics of alcoholism is tolerance. And if you look at how much your father drinks, you'd have to say, that's not normal. Well, if you have a genetic predisposition, you're going to be able to drink a lot without feeling it the way other people do. So the first sign is tolerance. And I'll tell you this, you'll hear people say, well, you know, every alcoholic is anxious or every alcoholic is this or that. I'm going to tell you, there's only one thing every alcoholic is, and that is that they're able to drink more alcohol than anybody else. Somebody would say, oh, you could be an alcoholic on a half glass of wine. No, you can't. You could be a problem drinker. You could use alcohol to numb your feelings. But you're not going to get addicted to alcohol, which is what alcoholism is. It's a physiological addiction to where your cells start to crave alcohol more than they want food. And so it's a long process. If I take heroin, boom, I'm probably in trouble within a month. Alcoholism is a progressive problem, and it's insidious over time. So I would be saying to him, be careful. Be careful of how you use it and when you drink, if you choose to drink. If you see your tolerance increasing, you really should stop. I don't drink because I knew something about alcoholics. Their tolerance is high. And I noticed at a particular time in my life, my tolerance for alcohol started to go up. And so I didn't get a drunk driving, or I didn't get in any kind of trouble. No one says either quit or this. I just decided, I know where this is headed. I was so fortunate to know that. And we've got alcoholism in my family. And so I quit because I was able to say to myself, I think I've had my share. And if I continue to consume, the tolerance isn't going to go down. It's going to go up, and I'm going to get hooked on it. Now, Sherry, you can talk about anything else that he might want to look for or what she might want to share with him.
So, Stephanie, can I ask you one question? What's this relationship with your male friend in light of why are you so passionate? How are you connected to him?
Well, he's dating my daughter.
Okay. Now we have context, because I was like, she is working really hard.
Good insight there, Sherry. Okay.
To get some good information. So you're afraid. There's some fear.
He's asking the question also, Sherry.
Okay,
so I think
good.
Well, it's very honest of him of asking the question.
I love it.
So
this is what I would suggest. I love 12-step groups, and I would suggest you, your daughter, and he go to an ACA group. That's Adult Child of Alcoholics. Because I think that if he's there and he can hear the stories of others, it might begin to open up his eyes to maybe some things that are going on in his life that he can't explain. Like, you know, some of the typical things I see in Adult Child of Alcoholics are that they kind of can maybe have issues with authority figures, or the approval. They're into like trying to seek approval from other people. They can kind of work or live maybe out of a powerless place. Because they're free of anger. So if the anger comes up, they move away. They don't know how to do a lot of conflict resolution. And I'm not saying everybody, but there are typical traits that happen when you grow up in a family where there's an alcoholic. So go. Invite him. You guys learn everything you can about it. And I think he'll feel moved in your not trying to figure him out and put him in a petri dish by reading about him, but saying, can we go together? Can we learn? And then it's going to help your daughter open her eyes, you know, and she might start going, huh, I never knew that. I never saw that.
I love that, and I really think I think you're able to uniquely and rarely do some prevention work here. I love it that everybody's talking about it.
Me
it's
too.
It's not a big secret. It's
Me
not something
too.
That is off limits.
And he's open.
Absolutely. So let me send you a copy of our Life Recovery Bible and the workbook that goes with it. It's really a great, great tool for anybody. You don't have to be addicted to anything. It'll help you work through a process and go down a path that so many others have, and I'll get that to you, send it right out there. All right, how about we go to, let's go over here and talk to Holly from Houston, Texas, KKHT. Hello, Holly. It sounds like you fell off of the sofa or something like that. Hope it didn't cause a problem.
I did not fall off anything.
Oh, good, good. How can we help you today?
Stable.
Good.
Yeah, I have a situation where it's taken a little bit of time for my husband and I to figure out that we are dealing with a mother-in-law from the other side, one of our son's mother-in-laws, who has turned out to be very manipulative and micromanaging. of situations to do with the family. They involve us, so we're kind of not liking it, and I just wanted to bring it to you. Our problem is this. Every other year, our kids, her daughter and son, have decided they're going to do what her family does, and that's go to the in-law side, which would be us, to spend Thanksgiving or Christmas. My daughter-in-law's sister and brother, they, every other year, are together at Thanksgiving and then off year with the other side. We're the other side. This was our year. The mother-in-law, my daughter-in-law's mother, doesn't seem to like that. So she decided that she would not allow us our week with them. We live in Houston. They live in Connecticut. So we don't see him quite as often. She's closer. She's on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided she didn't like that. So every year, she kind of comes up with a reason to draw them to her house the weekend prior.
Okay. All right. We're going to help you with that this, right? Just hold on. We've got to go to this here break. We'll be back.
Food has been an issue with me. I keep eating to push down the emotions. I did really well at isolating before I went to Living Light, and it taught me to get out of my comfort zone and just move. We had exercises every morning throughout the workshop, and it really helped me to get in touch with that sadness and get some movement going. I just thought it was really well done, because during the day we had these workshops, and at night we had the smaller groups. I never felt so loved and cared for in my life. I walked away with a hope that I hadn't had in a long time. Living Light was just a turning point for me.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yeah, we're back. All right. Okay, so we're talking with Holly. And Holly, essentially, you're saying, I think, you're saying that it's almost like your kids don't have a choice here. Like, whatever the other in-laws do and invite them to the week before, it's like they're forced to say yes to it, and they're trapped, and now they can't come see you. That's what it sounded like to me. But maybe you see it differently,
well,
Sherry. How do we – I mean,
no, it's
they've
not
got
– it's not that they're trapped in seeing us. What she does is she gobbles up every amount of time she can before they see us. They were supposed to come out on
okay, but okay, that's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm saying. She's not gobbling up their time. They're choosing to be gobbled. And so,
well, she manipulates it with a grandmother. You know your grandmother's dying. I'll have her come out this weekend so you can see her, which of course
okay.
causes them to go, "Oh,
I'm sticking with
stop there,
Holly, I'm sticking with my position here.
Okay,
it's
go
your,
for it.
It's your kids. They have to make some decisions how they're going to spend their time. They're adults, and they if they need to go to a codependency group or something to be able to not fall into somebody's manipulation, they need to do that. But you're not going to change her. You have to.
Yeah.
And then if your kids just don't like spending that much time with you, they need to be honest with you. But let me turn it over to Sherry, see what she's thinking here. Sherry, what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, I heard the same thing, Steve, so I'm glad you brought that up. And I think what it's coming out of, Holly, is a feeling of powerlessness and helplessness over this other, the stepmom, the, you know, your daughter-in-law's mom.
Sure.
And so when somebody is feeling, and I have these feelings, we all have feelings, of being powerless and helpless, we try to do a couple things. We try to either fix it, you know, make it different, or we go to an angry place and we become resentful. And so I can hear you coming probably more out of an angry place today. And feeling some resentment over her manipulation, which you cannot control. And your kids, like Steve said, are having to make choices. So if you're coming out of an angry place, my hunch is that they're going to feel that. And you may even say some things that you don't mean to say that come across like kind of with this edge of, you know, you might kind of talk negative or, you know, when they're in your presence, there might be some guilting going on. Those kind of things happen when we're feeling powerless and helpless. But the healthiest thing you can do is when they're with you, when they choose to be with you, when they make up their mind and they're with you for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever you get them, you love them, you enjoy them, and you give them the best time. In your presence, you be
Such
with them.
That's right. Yeah.
Because then you are using your choice. You are using your voice.
Yeah, I think I actually see what you're saying. I see the benefit of that. I guess I do. I maybe I saw it all along that was probably they were making that choice, but. You know, they're two sensitive kids that when the mother-in-law says, Grandma's going to die of a stroke, and I've got proof.
I get
you
it.
You know, they kind of push that button on them. The year before it was, your uncle's dying of cancer. He's going to come here for one last visit. They did it again.
You know what? I've got them in my family, too. That's why I'm talking so straight with you. The truth of it is.
And it's like painful.
It's so painful.
By the time they get to our house. They're wiped out. They can't even breathe.
Okay.
They already had Thanksgiving the weekend before. They get to our house, and we're all trying to pumped up, trying to be a family, and they're just not even, they're not present because they're just exhausted.
So this is what I would do. I would greet them with a blanket and a hot cup of cocoa, and I would wrap my arms around them and go, oh, gosh, you must be tired. Come on in. What can I do to help you relax? What do you need?
That's what we did.
And you know what?
And that's what
Holly,
we did.
Good.
We did
Holly, let me tell you what I think is great about you. Do you know that there are some people that unconsciously, in your position, they become deathly ill so that they become the priority? They don't even know they're doing it. And at least you're griping about it rather than, you know, causing yourself.
Coming up with some disease.
Yeah. And so, you know, I hope that the heartbreak of psoriasis or anything like that isn't used to try to get them to come to you first. But look, I think you just have a heart-to-heart talk with them. Your son, you say to him, hey, honey, here's what's going on. You can see it. I can see it. It happens. And I love you. And I don't want you to be stressed and pressured and all that. Set the boundaries. Be the man. Come, let's enjoy some time here. And let's, you make the plans. The both of you make the plans. Not me, not anybody else. You choose what you want to do. And whatever you choose, personally choose, I'm good with it.
Yep, we'll be here. And, you know, Myla and I did a great show on TV.NewLife, which is called Finding Your Adult Voice. I think that would be huge for you.
Great.
So listen to that, because it really helps put you back in the driver's seat.
Amen. All right. take a break, come back. Jesse, I'm coming to you next. So hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. I sure hope you can help us. When we come back, I'm also going to play a little clip from Terry on why she is grateful for New Life.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. All right, let me play something right here on why somebody, and her name is Terry, why Terry is grateful for New Life. Listen to this.
Thank you for shedding the truth on the power and pervasiveness of sexual addiction in our society today. Thank you so much for Every Man's Battle Workshop that turned my husband away from his lifelong addiction. Thank you and all the listeners who've ever called in for questions and for the experts on your panel that answer with wisdom. By listening, I have learned more than I can ever express about how God wants me to live. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the New Life family. I love being a member. God bless us all everywhere.
You, Terry. And if you're grateful for New Life, would you help us? Would you support us? You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE and saying, "I want to be part of that $1.5 million challenge." And, you know, you are us. You're part of New Life. You are New Life. We can't do one thing without you, not one thing. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please, we love you. We care about you. We love being a partner with you. All right, now let's go to Jesse, Los Angeles, California, KKLA. Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for everything you do. God bless your souls. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, so my question. My 28-year-old cousin just recently trusted me with a big secret he's kept his whole life, that he's struggling with being gay, and it started when he was in first grade. And he is a Christian. He knows that it's a sin, and he doesn't enjoy this feeling. He doesn't know why it's happening. And I've been talking to him recently about trying to figure out where this pain stems from. And since it started in first grade, I kind of narrowed it down to his home, since he wasn't raped or nothing traumatic had happened before that. And my question is, what can I do right now to help him with this journey at this crossroads? Because he's with God right now, and he's trying to figure out either how to get out of this feeling, or he's going to choose to continue being gay. So my question is, what can I do to help him right now on his crossroads in life?
Yeah, okay. All right. Sherry, you want to get started here?
Well, yeah. And I would say this. First off, thank you for being such a safe person in his life and for loving him as you do.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, the very interesting news is his gay is ego dystonic. What that means is he is having a hard time integrating, actually acting on that, and struggling to really to find out where this started, where this came from. If I were you, I would be seeing if he would be open to talking to one of our New Life therapists who could actually help him unpack that. So I work with folks just like your cousin, and it can be anything. There's a belief that I hear that is common that I'm going to put out there, and the negative belief that seems to have an origin for some people, not everybody, is I'm different. I don't belong. And so when I am unpacking folks' pain that's ego dystonic, they come to me and they go, you know, I'm really struggling with being gay. I don't make their decision for them, right? They're an adult. They can make that. But we go back and we begin to look at trauma events and their lives where they were missing connections with really significant people. Sometimes they didn't have a tight relationship with their dad. Sometimes there were hurts and hangups. Sometimes there's like a sexual experience that happened early on. Maybe that you wouldn't know about, or maybe they haven't even unpacked. But I would get him into a professional therapist who can probably dig, has been trained to dig well, and can really help them sort that out. What do you think about that? Because it's going to be hard for you to sort that out with him. He's your cousin. You want to kind of love him without having him feel like he's in a petri dish. You can't save him. And I don't know if that's where it's coming from with you. But
let me say this. A lot of times when somebody says this began in the first grade, a lot of times, and it may not be the case, his case, it was in the first grade that they first realized they weren't like other people. They were more sensitive, artistic, more creative. They didn't like sports. Many, many of these kinds of things that make them different. All of those things were things that I felt. I was more of the Renaissance artist, singer, all of those kind of things. Didn't like football in Texas. And there was only one thing that never happened to me. No one ever showed me anything about homosexual sex. No one ever approached me. There was nothing.
No one made fun of you.
No,
no one called you names.
That's right.
Sometimes that'll happen with kids that are more sensitive. They all of a sudden get judged.
Yeah, I didn't feel alienated, so I didn't need a new whole group of people to get introduced to. And sometimes this is what happens with a guy in first grade and beyond. Is they feel left out, and then they start to crave some things that they don't have. Now, I want to say that. Then I want to say this. I have a friend whose son came to me, and he came to him, and he said this. I know that sex outside of marriage is wrong. I have feelings for men. So I'm going to have a life, Dad, where I'm not going to get married and have children. I'm also not going to be having sex with men. I'm going to have some friends. I'm going to have male relationships and female relationships. And that is my lot in life. I'll deal with the feelings I have. I'll do whatever, you know. But I got to tell you, I know that to act on the feelings in a sexual way is not what God wants me to do. Now, that is a one in a million response. But I believe that that is very similar to a response of a single person who says, I don't think I'm going to ever get married. I think I've been given a gift of singlehood like Paul talks about. And so I don't think I'm ever going to get married. I don't think I'm going to be having sex with people outside of marriage. I think that's also a similar thing when somebody has any kind of sexual proclivity that isn't sex inside of marriage between man and woman. And it's a difficult commitment to make, but there are people that are making that commitment. Just wanted to share that with you.
Love it.
Yeah. I definitely told him, we talked about him seeking counsel with a Christian therapist, because he was going through the VA, and I said, it's going to be hard to find a specific Christian counselor for you. So I would love to get him in touch with a therapist nearby through New Life. And, you know, in talking to him, I actually found this out because I was trying to hook him up with my best friend, and they're very attracted to each other, very attracted. And he called me and he goes, look, this is the reason why I haven't been returning your calls. I think she's gorgeous. Please don't shut this door. But I needed to be honest that I'm fighting this right now.
Sure.
And yeah. I said, thank you for opening up to me. I understand that it's a struggle because you're of the Bible, you know. But he's like, please don't shut the door. That part of me is not dead.
Yeah.
It's just I've never, ever been on a date with a woman. I've only dated men. And I've kept it a secret. And I just need help. And he said the reason why he is so connected with men on dates was because they had a connection together, which is the stem of it. They were able to discuss it with each other. They're outsiders, but they found each other and they were able to connect on some level that they both feel disconnected from.
So do you see that I'm different? I don't belong. All of a sudden there's belonging. And so I love your heart, Jesse. If I could preach anything to families that have a loved one who is struggling, just like your cousin, this is what I would say to them. Don't move away. Move towards them. Move. Get closer to them. Spend more time with them. Like, and I know that they have their own feelings about it, and a lot of times families and churches pull away thinking that they're going to, I don't know, that somehow judgment is going to wake them up, but it actually only moves them further towards feeling, I'm different, I don't belong. But when we love them, even though they're different, we can still have the conversation about the distress that's going on inside. So I love how you're loving him.
Thank you.
It's good.
It's good. It's rare. It is. It's important. Don't stop.
And I even love his heart. His saying like, hey, something isn't dead in me. Yeah. Cool. There's hope there.
There is hope. Take a break. Come back for our final segment here. If you can help us out, I'm going to send you a wooden Christmas ornament. It's our New Life Christmas ornament for 2017, a small way of saying thank you for helping us do what we do through you. We'll be back. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And let me tell you about the workshops we've got coming up real quick. They're wonderful. They're amazing. Sign up now. Get the early birdie special for Living Light, January 22nd, our weight loss thing. I mean, it really gives you the foundation for everything. People have lost thousands of pounds through New Life. Every Man's Battle is January the 12th. Intimacy in Marriage, February the 16th. Restore is Hope for a Woman's Heart. That's February the 23rd. And Take Your Life Back, March 16th, Orange County. Come, join us, be part of this. Get help, call, ask about it for somebody else. It really is amazing how much change and transformation is experienced when a person comes to one of these amazing workshops. When you support this ministry, when you help us meet this $1.5 million goal, well, what you're doing is you're helping people get into those workshops that can't afford it. It really does make a difference. Call us if you can help us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our final phone call is with Henry from Seattle, Washington. KGNW is the station. Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, Henry. Thanks for hanging on there, buddy. What's going on?
No problem. Well, I was telling the lady earlier that, so me and my wife, we've been together since we were teens. We were teen parents, and I went through a lot of, alcohol and drug abuse and whatnot. But I've been saved for 5 years now, going on 6 years sober in March. And
congratulations.
Thank you. And I've been, you know, really want to get more involved with God and the ministry. And while doing that, it felt like I was losing my wife. And she was not, I feel like she's not on the same page or wanting to seek the Lord like the same way I do. And It's kind of hard to be with her at times because she's not really wanting to seek the Lord more.
Does that mean she doesn't want to be more involved in your ministry? Is that what it is?
Right.
Yeah. So let me just, I know we've got just a couple minutes here. This is my thought, is she may feel like it's not alcohol and it's not drugs. And you guys aren't overwhelmed right now by babies in your teams. But she might feel like, Henry, it's always something. It's always something that seems to take your heart away from me. I've lived a lot of years being really patient and loving you and supporting you. But the idea and watching you kind of throw yourself or get really involved scares me because I just feel like I'm going to be on the outside again. This time it's on the outside of a good thing, but I'm still on the outside. So I would really be careful about listening to her heart and asking her, does she feel that way? And having lots of conversations and pacing with her to repair her trust and spend some focused time with her. Does that make sense?
A little bit.
Okay.
Like,
it's you taking responsibility to do what you can do versus putting it all on her, which probably isn't going to have much impact.
Right. I think I've, you know, that's what I do. I try to be there now for them, you know, financially, emotionally, and ask her questions. But at the same token, she feels like she she wants to go out and, you know, party at on the weekends sometimes, like spend more time with friends that are not non-Christian friends, you know what I mean? And so to me, it seems like she's just picking the world over marriage and being a Christian, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does. She sounds a little burnt out. But
you guys are so separated.
Yeah. Mm. And it's a critical juncture. It may be a time where you ask her to come with you to one of our conferences, because you're not wanting to lose her heart. You're wanting to grow in intimacy, but you're feeling her kind of move away. I would be honest. Yeah. I would be honest and say, I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you.
Yeah, to her, it doesn't. It's, you know, I've told her that, and it seems like she can go either way with me, she said, you know. She can either be with me or not. So,
but she's lived a lot of years ambivalently on the other end of your addictions.
Look, here's the thing.
Right.
If a dog had cancer and you were picking the fleas off the fur, it'd be silly. Now, look, your marriage has cancer. So don't be picking at different symptoms of it. Go fix the marriage. Go to our intensive. Get her there. Go to that. Get in some marriage counseling. Win her heart back. But don't just think that you're going to try to clear up these things that she's doing or stop these things and then she's going to be more Christian or something like that. You guys have to find a way back to each other's heart somehow. And, you know, our intensive, our workshop, it's the best thing I know that you could do.
Could we send them the book, How We Love, Steve?
Absolutely. That will help you. And when you go to the workshop, there you have Mylan and Kay. They're really giving you that information and helping you in a very, very great way. All right, we will take a break. Actually, we're done here today. No break. It's
take a
big
break till tomorrow.
It's over.
Till tomorrow.
Please come on board and help us. Let us send you this really amazing little ornament as a small way of saying thank you. We love you. We care about you. And we can't do this without you. We have some really big, wonderful challenges to meet, some great opportunities. And every person that's helped here, it's not because we helped them, it's because you helped them. You supported, they got help, and God was honored. And I just love it that we all know for sure that folks are together this Christmas that wouldn't be. Folks are experiencing life together as a family because you said, I want to help this ministry to reach them, to get them the help that they need, the help that they couldn't afford. So please call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support the ministry. One of the things we love is that when people come and get help, we're part of their lives. They serve with us. They go on trips with us. They're on our board. They're part of New Life because God's redeeming everything. Just you're the reason. You're the reason because you call us and you support us. The number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And as I said, my way or our way of saying thanks is to send you this little wooden Christmas ornament. It's really, really cute. And you'll love it. And it'll remind you, hey, this family is the part of a lot of other families being able to celebrate Christmas together. And don't forget, we have so many great resources that could help you or someone you love, whether it's our network of counselors all over the country, a book, a resource, Sherry mentioned, tv.newlife.com, so many things that could help you. And I hope and pray that if you're struggling or somebody you know is struggling, you'll either use 1-800-NEW-LIFE or you'll tell them about that phone number, because it really can be the beginning of a whole new way of life. 2018 is our 30th anniversary. 30 years. Help us move into that 30th anniversary with strength and meeting more needs than ever. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Appreciate you. Thanks to all of you who watch and support and listen. We love you. We care about you. And we'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.